Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I called in earlier and disputed some charges because I didn't agree to buy these products. And you said to have the bank on the line with us, and I've got her on the line now. Do you need
the zip code?
29369.
Can I get your name, ma'am?
Robin Blackwell.
Yes, Ms. Blackwell. Can I get you to verify your address so I can open up the account?
205 Old Colony Lane, Moore, South Carolina, 29369.
Yes, ma'am, I do see here you did a trial for the Keto Xen Keto, as well as their cleanse. I do see here it was canceled out.
Yes, ma'am, but they said to get a refund, the bank had to be on the line with us.
Is the bank online?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let's see here. I'm just trying to see exactly. Okay, what I need to... Okay, I was just checking on the notes, so I do apologize. I just need to verify there is no dispute in place for these charges.
Very quickly, Ms. Blackwell, I just need your verbal authorization to discuss your account information with his representative. Do I have your permission?
Yes, ma'am.
We can't clarify if a dispute is put in place. If the customer is deserving of a refund, then that's what we do. But if she just did a dispute or not, is not something that I can comment on.
Okay, the thing of it is, ma'am, the only way they're going to release her funds is to make sure that the bank don't have no dispute on the charges. They're not going to refund anything if the bank still has a dispute. So that's why I need verification if there is.
Okay. That would be a question for the customer. She will be the only one to confirm or deny if a dispute is created. I cannot discuss any departments or pertaining to a dispute. So if the customer has done a dispute, she should be the one to let you know. As for me, I can just confirm information on her account if you have any questions pertaining to that. But as for if she has a dispute created for this charge that if she's being issued a refund for, I can't speak on that.
Okay. Ma'am, unless we verification that the dispute will be dropped by your bank from a representative that will verify that they will drop the dispute, we can't really do anything to the account.
Okay. I will drop the dispute if the money is returned. How long will it take it to be returned?
It usually takes them 3 to 5 business days to put the money back in the account, but we do need a verbal confirmation from your bank representative.
Okay, if the money is refunded, I will drop it.
I can't do it that way. I have to have a verbal statement from your bank representative that they are dropping the dispute so I can let them know that they're dropping the dispute and they're going to release your funds. I can't do anything else but that, ma'am, because they have to have that to release the funds. Far as they concern, if it doesn't come verbal from your bank and they take and release funds to be refunded and you still have a dispute in place, it means that you get money from both places. So to be able to clarify, we have to have the bank clarify that they will not dispute, so that way they can release your funds.
All right. Ms. Blackwell, what's the charges that are on your account? What's the charges?
One is $91.89, the other one is $92.90.
All right. So just so we have the understanding, you wanted to cancel this dispute, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
If I don't get the refund, I can open the dispute back up, right?
No, ma'am, it doesn't work that way.
Okay. Then I'll just keep the dispute then.
Okay. All right. Well, that I will go ahead and put the notations in the account. Was there anything else that you all needed from me at this time?
That's all I really needed was just verification that the dispute would be dropped so that way they can release the funds. But I did hear her state she's not dropping the dispute, so all I can do is notate the account that the customer did call in with bank but stated she's not dropping the dispute. That's all I can do.
No problem. No problem. All right, Ms. Blackwell, did you have any other questions that we may be able to assist you with at this time?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer support. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ms. Blackwell?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes.
Has the call disconnected on your end on that line?
I don't.
Do you see two calls or do you see one?